it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL look-ahead lines. And I am looking at the giant current line for every game the rest of the season. And I'm right. As of right now, they are underdogs in every single game they have the rest of the year. Of course things can change that. Mm-hmm. Giants win tough games. Giants win on Sunday, that'll change. And
right, of course, because money will start going to the Giants.
No doubt. But as of right now, very quickly, against the Niners, getting 3. Against the Bears, getting 5.5. Home against the Packers, 4.5. In Detroit, 8.5. At New England, 3. Home against Commanders, 4.5. Home against Minnesota, 2.5. In Las Vegas, 2.5. Home against the Cowboys, 1.5. So you hear those numbers are very close. So obviously that can change. But yes, according to the look-ahead lines, the New York football Giants are underdogs in every single game. But yes, I think it will change. Anyhow.
Vegas is the interesting one.
The Vegas one? Yeah.
Really?
And the Minnesota one.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you're home against the Vikings? Yeah, who the heck is their quarterback?
They're 3-4. Yeah. JJ's probably back. But Vegas?
Yeah. I got you. Vegas ain't good. Yeah. Anyhow, it's time for a Cinco.
Cinco de Fuego. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into Dolby.
Cinco de Fuego is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So, in my opinion, this is the best time of year for sports. We have football, we have baseball, we have basketball, we have hockey, and we have it all this weekend. So, I'm going to give you the top 5 games on the New York sports fan menu for this weekend. All right? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
How about this one for an appetizer? Islanders in Philadelphia. So it's a little appetizer for Giants Philly. The Islanders put up 7 points last night, which is more points than the Jets usually score. And they have the best player in hockey right now, or at least in New York, certainly, Matthew Schaefer.
They're red hot. They've been playing great hockey. They won again last night. So why the heck not? Early start, too. 12:30 on a Saturday afternoon. So you can really enjoy some early afternoon, late brunch hockey.
Here we go.
Number 4.
All right, so this is for your Saturday night, 8 p.m. It's World Series Game 2. Now, obviously, none of the locals are there, but we discussed this earlier. There's still an angle, I think, for the Yankee fan rooting for the Blue Jays to see Don Mattingly, you know, win a championship. There's an angle for the Met fan to root for the Dodgers because we want to be the ones to knock them off. So even though we're not in the World Series, the Yankees are not in the World Series, Mets aren't in there, there's still an angle for a New York sports fan to get into this.
I think that the World Series needs to be compelling for a couple of games, and then the interest will build. It's like telling a good story. It's a best-of-7 series. If the Dodgers smoke them in Game 1 and Game 2, New York will never get into the World Series.
Right.
But if we get compelling games, mixed results, and we got a 2-2 series Game 5 on Wednesday night, I think people would be fired up.
Here we go.
Number 3.
All right, again, this is the top 5 games on the New York sports fan menu this weekend. Tomorrow at 3:30, Alabama at South Carolina. Now, hear me out. Hear me out.
What?
I think Jet fans, for their own mental health, need to stop watching the Jets and dedicate their football viewing to college, specifically the top quarterbacks in this upcoming draft. Mm. So this game features 2 of the top quarterback prospects, Ty Simpson and Lenora Sellers. Like, I'm serious, Evan. I think you as Jet fans should just stop watching the Jets. There's no point to it. Pick a college game every Saturday with a top quarterback prospect and watch that game. This game has 2 of them.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Why would you watch the Jets at this point?
Well, I agree with half of what you said. Okay. I have already started recording certain college football games for that reason, to do some advanced scouting.
Right.
But you never stop watching a team you love. Like, that's just in my blood. Yeah. Like, even today.
Well, look, they're not mutually exclusive because the college football is on Saturday.
Right.
So you can do both.
They're not. Like, even today, I was walking in to do the show, and Sal looks at me. Looks at me disgustingly. And he's like, you going to the Nets game tonight? Because I'm wearing a Nets sweatshirt. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, if I'm going to go to a game, wouldn't I go to opening night? Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't that be the night? And he's like, this show bad. And I'm like,
they had one game.
I said, BT, can you explain to him how fandom works? And even Brandon's like, he's a fan. He wants to see his team play. Like, as bad as the Jets are or the Nets are, like, I don't believe in I'm not going to watch them. Now, I think a lot of people do that, and I'm not condemning them. You can do whatever the heck you want. I don't think you're any lesser of a fan. I'm just speaking for myself. Don't tell me not to watch my team.
Right.
But you are right. I should expand my horizons. We all, as Jet fans, should, and start to scout the college quarterbacks.
Here we go.
Number two.
Knicks Celtics tonight, 7:30 at the Garden, a rematch of the second round this past year. A playoff preview in the minds of myself and Evan. We've already predicted that. A lot of talking, especially from the Celtics side this offseason, plus the Tibbs trade secret stuff. It has a lot of juice tonight for a regular season game.
Yeah, well, absolutely. All right. Very appealing game tonight.
Friday. Number one.
And, of course, the main event of the weekend. And here's what's on the line in this Giants-Eagles game. This is why they're number one on the top five games on the New York Sports Fan menu this weekend. The last time the Giants... I turned 40 this year. The last time the Giants won a game in Philly, I was in my 20s.
Yeah. 12 years?
Yeah, 2013. Yeah. So that's 12 years. How about this one? The last time the Giants swept the Eagles in a season series, I was in college.
I just retired.
It was 2007.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what that's what Jackson Dart can do on Sunday. Like, that's some heavy stuff here, as the Eagles have dominated the Giants for now, really, decades.
I don't expect that this was a troll, but if this exact same list was made by Sean, there is something in this that's a troll, and I do want to address it.
Which is?
The New Jersey Devils and the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday afternoon. What? The Devils are 6-1. The Avs are undefeated. They're 5-0-3.
You just kind of ignored Jesper Bratt and Jack Hughes when you talked about the best players in New York. I'm just saying.
I actually did not ignore them. So maybe I didn't do a good job of this, but I wanted this to be the people that only have one television.
Yeah, because it is on against the Giants.
It's on against the Giants.
Like, it's not great timing.
So all these other games stand alone where there's no competition. So that's kind of how I was building this. It was no disrespect to the Devils, who are the best hockey team locally, for sure.
I mean, shut up.
They're awesome. No, the Devils are awesome. I'll give you a couple of honorable mentions. Again, not because of the basketball team they're facing, but the Nets play Victor Wembanyama on Sunday as well. And he is a spectacle.
What time is that game?
2:00.
Oh, no. Right. The Knicks are 6:00 on Sunday. That's better. But 2:00,
yeah,
Nets. I don't care if 15 Wembies are on the floor. You're not watching that.
That would be cool, though, if there were 15 Wembies.
I wonder how it'll be full, though. It'll be sold out.
Well, the game is in San Antonio.
Oh, it's in San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's not local.
By the way,
that'd be interesting because
they would sell out. And I'll tell you why. Because I've had this conversation with the Nets before years ago, and I'd say, why do you do Sunday afternoon games during the football season? And their answer was, we get huge family crowds. And so now, and I remember I said this long before I had families. Now that I do have a family, they're right. Like, I'd be more likely, not on a football Sunday, but you know what I mean, an afternoon at Madison Square Garden, an afternoon at Barclays Center. You're just more likely to be able to take your family. You know, and
it's Wimby, and he's one of the becoming one of the biggest stars in the league.
Oh, he's box office.
Right.
So when Wimby comes to Brooklyn, which again is not Sunday because that game's on the road, but when he comes to the Garden and comes to Brooklyn, that's going to be one of the hottest tickets in the world.
Because
you want to see this guy play. You definitely want to see him play. Anyhow, good list. I commend you.
Well done, Dom.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Now, Tiki, give us a player to watch. Sponsored by Dr. J. Schatz, MLP Management, ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and JAG Physical Therapy. Get back the life you love.
The player to watch is going to be the same player to watch almost every week for the New York football Giants.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jackson Dart. We got to see him continue to evolve. We actually had this conversation about 3 hours ago. You can rewind on the Odyssey app when I talked about the next step I'm looking for Jackson Dart. We already know he's a good quarterback. He can play in this league. But when is he going to become great? When is he going to become that guy who, despite what happens in games, finds ways to win them? We saw it happen with Pat Mahomes, right? We've seen it happen with a lot of really great quarterbacks over their careers. When does it happen for Jackson Dart? It could be this week. It could be next year. But Jackson Dart is a player to watch because he is so compelling. He's actually going to start pushing the Giants in the prime time, even if they're not good.
We may get a little flex action.
I'm just telling you, because he's watchable.
Nah, he is. He's been outstanding.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.